And good morning, Bruce.
And good morning, Cora. Good morning, listeners. Wonderful to have your company here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1 for this Thursday, the 3rd of December. Wow, the year is fast running by. This is our third to final program for the year, and I do have one gap next week. So if your group, if you would like to come on air next Thursday morning to tell your story or what you are doing post-COVID, we'd love to hear from you. And then we have a very special Christmas panel, Making a Successful Christmas, on the 17th of December, our final program for the year, which will feature, among others, the new mayor for the Shire of Yarra Ranges, Fiona McAllister, which will be fantastic. So for today, though, it's the International Day for People with Disability. Did you know that? So the 3rd of December, the International Day for People with Disability. You can have a look on their website, which is www.idpwd, International Day for People with Disability.com.au, if you want to find out all about why and what's going on around the world today. I did read that 15% of the world's population are estimated to have a disability of some kind, some of those more obvious and some less obvious. And for here in Australia, about 4.4 million people have a disability of some kind. As I said, not always obvious. And of course, in these COVID, you know, these COVID months that we've all shared here in Victoria, it's been tough for all of us, but it's been particularly tough for people who might be experiencing mental health issues or other issues around disability. So we'll talk a little bit about that. My special guest over the past few months, about once a month, we've had the pleasure of having Megan Buntine with us. She was lucky enough to get out of lockdown for a month or so back in the middle of the year, and Megan has returned to Victoria. She's still on Zoom. Megan, are you there with us this morning? And I think we have just lost Megan. Well, she'll be right back. While we're waiting for Megan to zoom back in, Megan has a business that supports not-for-profits, community groups, and if you want to see or have a look at some of the many resources that she has available, you can go onto her website, which is www.mjbconsulting.com.au, and there's all sorts of amazing resources there for you and for your group. So, Megan, can you hear us now? No, I think we're having a few technical challenges. So we are going to go to a first song that Megan has selected for us, which is Sonny and Cher, I Got You Babe.
But at least I'm sure of all the things we got, babe. I got you, babe. I got you, babe. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. got you, babe. I got you, babe.
And you're with Bruce Argyle. It's Thursday the 3rd of December, and it's late night Christmas shopping in Healesville tonight and all the Thursdays leading up to Christmas. So support the local and get in and do some of your Christmas shopping tonight from 6 o'clock. This weekend, the 5th and 6th of December, is a wonderful opportunity for you to get down to Waratina Lavender Farm and see all the amazing things that Anne-Marie and her team have available down there. And Anne-Marie supports all sorts of not-for-profits and charities around the place. So get along there and support her. There's the Healesville Uniting Church plant sale on Saturday, the 5th of December. So another opportunity. And lots of other things as we lead up to, 3 weeks until Christmas Eve today. Megan, we did have a little bit of a dropout there on the internet, but I think you're with us now.
Yes, I think we're good now. Hopefully you can hear me.
We certainly can. And I was just giving an introduction to the International Day for People with Disability. Before we talk about our main topic for today, which is making things happen. So if you're a listener out there this morning and you are someone who would, you either like making things happen or you perhaps would like a few tips about how to make things happen as we lead into 2021. That's what we're going to be talking about this morning. But before we do that, Megan, you've also been quite involved in supporting people with disabilities. You've been a carer, haven't you?
I have. I've worked in the disability sector in some way, shape or form for over 30 years now. And speaking of making things happen, I've just actually spent a couple of days down at Phillip Island visiting a fellow who I'm a volunteer citizen advocate for and have been for about 24 years now. And the exciting thing that he has in his life now that has finally happened is he has a home of his own through the hard work of his support team around him, and through the NDIS, he's been able to get a home of his own.
That is fantastic news, and isn't it exciting to see how people are being empowered and enabled really to live what we call an ordinary life through the NDIS, which is fast rolling out. And we're not 100% there yet, Megan, but it's going to be world's best practice when it finally does get finalised.
Yeah, I think so. And look, it is still clunky and it's challenging for people and their families and their support circles. But when you can work through the bureaucracy, some amazing things can happen.
So that's a great segue into today's conversation, Megan, because I thought making things happen is something that we all like to do. We've on other programs this year, you and I have talked about planning. We've talked about being organized. We've talked about being strategic. We've been talking about how do we support people in our groups, in our community organizations and so on. But I thought for today, as we rapidly close on the end of 2020, making things happen, just how do we do that? And is that something, perhaps we go back to 101 to start with, does that come down to motivation to start with, do you think? Wanting to make things happen?
And I think too, for sure, and having a good clear idea about what it is that you want to happen, having that sense of purpose or that vision. And, I think it's take it the next step. It's not just having a vision, it's then doing something about it. There's a great saying, and I think I've probably said it before to you, but vision without action is hallucination, and I just love it because it sums it up. You've really got to follow up that vision and that sense of purpose into action to make it happen. Otherwise, we're just daydreaming.
Megan, when I interact with people, I know it's been much more difficult in these COVID months that we've had, but some people achieve a lot of things. They really do. They get on, and even when there's challenges like lockdown, they still achieve things. They do lots. And other people, perhaps don't achieve very much or apparently don't seem to. Does that come down to, aside from wanting to know what you want to happen, does it come down to making lists and being organized? Or what's the overarching thing, do you think, that determines whether you're a person who makes things happen or not?
Well, I guess everyone's different, but certainly what you mentioned there about the list writing, that one works for me a treat, and, you know, can start off just a scratched out list on the back of a paper napkin, or you can put it into a spreadsheet and come out with all sorts of planning tools and whatever. But if you just have a basic list at least, and then you can maybe diarise a few things, some time frames around them, have a think about what you need to bring in terms of resources to get things done. So just, yeah, thinking through those sorts of aspects of things.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to the voice of Megan Buntine, and we're talking making things happen today. And what better time to do that as we roll towards the end of 2020 and thinking about the year ahead and the things that we might like to see happen. We're going to have another song. This is a Megan special. It's Brian Ferry. Let's Stick Together. And this morning on Community Conversations, we're talking around making things happen. And wow, there's not a better time, I don't reckon, until right now to think about making things happen in the year ahead. So we've been frustrated over the last few months because of COVID, and we haven't been able to do many of the things that we've wanted to. But there's an old saying that says that when it's all said and done, there's more said than done. And isn't that true, Megan, that we often talk about doing things, or we hear people talking about, oh, yeah, I'm going to do that, but actually we just don't get around to it or something. And
yeah, I think sometimes life gets in the way, doesn't it? Or we see the next new big shiny thing coming over the horizon and want to go for that. So it's really about recognising what your priorities are and making sure that whatever you're doing is taking you towards those sorts of things. So establishing what is that vision that we talked about earlier. And that's not something that happens overnight. And it might be something that you, 20 years ago, you worked out what your vision for your organisation was, but that may not necessarily be 100% where you're going now. So it might be that that evolves over time. So finding a way to capture what's meaningful for you at the moment and that you're pursuing that in some way, shape or form.
Hmm. If you missed the conversation earlier in the year, we have, Megan and I have spoken about strategic planning. We've spoken about setting goals, and there's a couple of great podcasts here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1. You can go back and have a look at those if you'd like. But for today, we are just going that next step and thinking about some of the things that we can do, either individually or as a group, that help us make things happen. So, Megan, let's look at a couple of them, hey, this morning. What about empowering people? So we're thinking of our group now, we're thinking of our community organisation. Making things happen, it seems to me that one of the keys is getting people on board and, you know, not doing it all ourselves. How do we make things happen by getting buy-in, if you like, from our group or from the members of our group?
I think getting as many people as possible involved in the initial planning stages is really important to that. So everyone feels like they've got some skin in the game and they own part of the process and the outcome. So working towards whatever it is together. And also, not if you're someone like me who likes to do everything themselves, stepping back from that and allowing other people to take responsibility and giving them chunks of the project to be responsible and go away and make sure that that part of the overall project is happening and is delivered on. I think another key thing too is to making things happen for our small, particularly our really small community groups that do run on the smell of an oily rag, is partnering with other organisations wherever they can. Wherever there's an opportunity to do that, you can get more, I guess, bang for your buck if you're working with another organisation that has a similar vision or similar purposes. You've got more resources then between the two organisations to achieve your common goals. And the other thing about partnering is that funders love it. They love to see that. So if you can include some sort of a partnership in a grant application, for example, I think you've got a greater chance of being successful there.
Mm. Closely related to empowerment and is engagement and getting buy-in from people, you know, so that that people come on board, whatever that journey is, whatever it is that you're trying to do with your group. How do you, Megan, how do you increase the level of buy-in, you know, that people say, oh, yeah, I'm happy to, you know, help with that. I'm happy to get involved. I'm happy to give my time, you know, to a particular project or something. How does that level of buy-in get increased somehow?
Look, I think if you can show people how what you're proposing, how that sort of fits with the needs that they have in terms of what they want to do within the community, or I'm thinking back to when I was on the board with Rivers and Rangers and we engaged with sponsors, so the corporate sponsors, how can we show them that by partnering with us, they'll get an outcome that meets their social responsibility goals, for example. So what is it? It's the old what's in it for me, isn't it? So you can show people how what you're doing dovetails with what they want to do anyway, that can really engage people into working together with you as a partner.
Mm. We're going to talk more about making things happen in a moment. We're going to have another song. Megan, this I reckon is one of your favourites. It's Queen, You're My Best Friend. Would that be right?
Anything by Queen.
There you go.
Honey, ooh, you're making me live.
Thanks for joining us this morning for Community Conversations, our third final program for 2020. And leading up to the Christmas special we're doing on 17th of December, there's lots of important dates around at the moment, but a big shout out to Belle Temby for her 40th birthday. Belle, wow, big celebrations there, fantastic. But today we're talking making things happen, and my very special guest is Megan Buntine. If you want to look at the resources, the ideas, the templates, and all the things that Megan has available, go onto her website, which is just mjbconsulting.com.au, and there's all sorts of free resources there for community groups, for not-for-profits, and lots of ideas and things that you can avail yourself of. But Megan, let's talk about the things that get in the way of making things happen. There's no better example this year, of course, than COVID. None of us had planned to be locked down for nearly 8 months here in Victoria, and we've had to adjust in lots of ways, just as I'm talking with you on Zoom at the moment. That's just one of them. But what are the, shall we say, the things we need to do to make sure that barriers and obstacles that come along don't stop us making those things happen that we wanted to make happen in the first place? Your thoughts about that? Without notice, any thoughts?
Yeah, look, I think it illustrates why it's so important along the way to be constantly checking in and reviewing and seeing how we're going, not just merely going along without thinking about are we actually tracking against what our goals and our timelines were. So whether it's a monthly check-in, how are we tracking, are things going as planned? I mean, obviously, if it's something big like COVID, you'll know. You won't have to go back and review. It'll be patently obvious that things aren't going as planned. But in, let's call them normal circumstances, it's really important to just check that you are tracking how you intended to and you're not just going off on a tangent or losing sight of what you're intending to achieve along the way.
Hmm. Does that mean that you perhaps have to readjust the timelines that you had? So you've got this amazing idea, this project, this initiative that you were planning on doing this year that now has to be pushed into next year, or you know, like you don't need to lose sight of the goal that you had in the first place, do you?
No, I think sometimes it's a case of maybe at the outset we bit off a bit more than we can chew. We weren't quite as realistic as we could have been about the resources we had available or the time it was going to take to achieve whatever it was that we were intending to. So that's why it's important, as I said, to go along the way to go back and to check and review and to monitor how you're tracking. Do we need to get more people involved? Do we need to go out and find some more finances somewhere? Do we simply need some more time to get through the body of work that we've set out for ourselves?
Hmm. I want to throw in the idea, Megan, of a sounding board. The idea that you, as you make plans, as you set your goals and you think about how do I make this thing happen, what are your thoughts about having a go-to person, perhaps a mentor or someone that you can bounce those ideas off along the way? What are your thoughts about that?
I think that's a really good idea, and it's something that I think it's a good idea for anyone. I know I do it for other people. I have people who do it for me. I don't think any of us are beyond needing someone to keep us on track, keep us motivated, particularly if you're working on your own on a project or you're a sole business owner like myself, that you're working on the business all the time. It's good to have someone else as a sounding board for you, or someone who's done what you're trying to do before that you can use as a bit of a mentor, as you say. So it's certainly something I would recommend. If you can surround yourself with people who've done what you are trying to do or who have got a sense of how you're trying to progress, that can help you and give you some tips and ideas along the way, it's very valuable.
Hmm. You're listening to Megan Buntine, and Megan, well, among the many other attributes and skills and experience you have, you've also done a lot of work in community development. I was reading up a little bit about community development this morning, and there's a lot of terrific principles that include empowerment, which include inclusion and social justice and self-determination, collective action, human rights, you know, all very values-based. Community development is also, isn't it, an integral part to making things happen in a community?
Yeah, look, I don't profess to be an expert in community development, maybe just an amateur who's been doing it for a long time. I think it's really about it gets back to that empowerment stuff, doesn't it? It's about empowering communities and community members and grassroots organisations to take the lead and to make things happen in and for their communities. It's really about people doing for people.
Making a difference. It's also a way, isn't it, of making sure that you get buy-in, the sort of buy-in that we're talking about before, that you can make the differences, you can broker those partnerships that you also spoke about, Megan. So there's quite a lot of different facets to making things happen in terms of a community.
Yes, and I think every community is different too, recognising that different communities will have different needs, rather. I see that all the time with the different communities that I work with, whether it's around the geographical area or distance or demographics. A whole range of factors can mean that whatever it is as a priority for them is not necessarily the same as for the community in another area. So it's really getting down into talking, and that's why it's so important that it needs to come from the community, because they're their best experts in what they need, rather than having external, I guess, organisations or authorities come in and say, this is what you need, we'll give you X. It's about the community saying, this is what we need and we're going to make that happen.
Fantastic. Thanks very much, Megan. We will come back and continue the conversation in a moment about making things happen, but Megan selected a Van Halen song for us, and there we go, Jump. We'll be right back.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
And after 11 o'clock news this morning, we have Art Journal with Cora Zon and Luke Sinclair from the Sticky Institute. Their special guest is Jess Hoskin, who's a zine maker. And if you're a part of the Art Journal crew, then make sure you tune back in after the 11 o'clock news. And if you haven't been a part of Art Journal, well, why don't you tune in anyway and just maybe you'll learn what a zine is or something like that. That'd be fantastic. We've been having a conversation this morning about making things happen and what does that look like and what are some of the tips and some of the secrets and some of the considerations as we go along. And one of the things we were just talking about off air was that it's all very well, getting buy-in for a particular plan that you have or a particular project at the beginning, but you can't always do that. And so how do you then get buy-in? How do you get people on board when you're a little bit further along the journey and perhaps they didn't share the same vision or something at the beginning? Your thoughts about that, Megan?
I think it's really important to be very clear yourself about what your vision and your purpose, those sorts of things are, so that you can articulate it really quite succinctly to other people so they can understand where you're coming from and work out if that resonates with them, and hopefully it does, and that sparks the passion and the interest and their desire to get involved with the project or whatever the case may be.
Hmm. And is communications obviously a pretty critical part of that, I would have thought?
Yeah, good communication is going to be critical, isn't it, to being able to convey what it is you're trying to achieve and inspire people and energise them, excite them and get them getting involved as well.
There's lots of amazing community groups, not-for-profit organisations, service clubs and the like out there in the communities that will be listening to us this morning. And we would like to just take this opportunity to commend you for the work that you have done in 2020 against the odds of COVID and the challenges that we've had. I know that many of you, including people here at Yarra Valley FM 99.1, have, despite the challenges, continue to provide support and service and programs and projects and all of that. And it's been a very challenging year, but there's still an incredible amount has been done. So well done, all of you, whatever group you belong to. Let's go back, Megan, and just look at the idea of practical steps that we as individuals can take to make things happen. And at the very beginning of this program, we talked about making lists and being very prescriptive, being organized. And I know I'm very much a list person. And someone told me a long time ago that you break your things down that you've got on your list into lots and lots of little ones, so then you feel like you're ticking off more things on your list. Your thoughts about keeping lists and making them work or being organized or just some practical things, Megan, that you've found helpful to either for yourself to make things happen or for the people that you work with?
Yeah, it's funny you say about ticking off things off the list. I read once that it's psychologically recognised that by ticking things off a list, it gives us a little bit of a mini buzz. So that's quite always good.
Like having a chocolate or something.
Yes, that's right, without being quite so fattening. So I think, yeah, you're right about the list right now. I'll give you an example of exactly one that I'm doing at the moment. So one of my goals for the new year is to be able to take the program that I deliver face-to-face to online. And for those people like yourself who know that I'm a bit of a Luddite, that's a big goal. So I've got, going back to the mentoring comment you made before, and Belle Temby, whose birthday you mentioned, is my mentor around all things technical because she's far superior to me in that way. So I've got Belle writing me a list of the things that I need to do to get myself ready to be able to present my training sessions, for example, online. So that's going to be my tool, my list for the new year. And then with each of the things that Belle puts on the list for me, I'll go through and I'll write down, okay, well, what do I need to do to achieve that particular part that I can then tick that off? We're done.
Yes, and sometimes that means who do I need to talk to help me get that next bit done too, isn't it, Megan? So it's not always that, we have to do it all ourselves. It's about being smart as well.
Exactly. I think, who do you bring around you to?
And we're just losing the connection. We're just losing the connection there, Megan, unfortunately, on Zoom. So we will go to your next song and come right back. And this is one of my favourites, which is Fleetwood Mac, Go Your Own Way.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things? If I could, maybe I'd give you my world. How can I, when you won't take it from me? You can go your own way.
With Bruce Argyle here on Community Conversations. Lots of things happening. We have got late night shopping in Healesville tonight from 6 o'clock. Support the local shops. We have got the open days at Waratina Lavender Farm on the weekend, the 5th and 6th of December. And, of course, the Healesville Uniting Church plant sale on Saturday the 5th as well. And lots of other things, I'm sure, for you and for your family leading up to Christmas, which is just 3 weeks away now. We've been talking about making things happen this morning. If you've missed If you've missed the program or part of the program, it will be podcast for us and it'll be on Yarra Valley FM website. And together with all the other amazing shows we've done this year, thanks very much to Greg, who has been doing all the podcasts. And if you missed any of the programs this year, then most of them are podcast there on our website. That includes the amazing interview with the Rainforest Rescue people from last week, which was a fantastic program. We've been talking, yes, making things happen. My very special guest is Megan Buntine. And Megan, I did give your website address incorrectly last time, so I'm going to correct that. It is mjbconsulting.net.au. For those who want to have a look at the resources and the ideas and all of the things that are available for not-for-profit community groups and so on there. But Megan, we're going to wrap up. We're going to see if we can give people some practical tips, some practical steps, some practical things just to leave everybody with this morning around making things happen for 2021. Is it a good time at the moment to be reflecting, Megan, and making plans for next year, or is it a bit early yet?
Look, I think certainly I've started my planning already. I've started in November. It was really a case of, well, let's just draw a line under 2020 and start again and get a head start on 2021. So I'm already starting to do some things that I'm hoping to achieve for the new year. So things like getting those that online training available with the help of Bell. I think that, you know, to be able to just think about, there's no time like the present. Let's just get on with it, take some steps, do it now. Those sorts of ideas can help propel you off the couch and into motivation. I know that sometimes I need a bit of a kick up the backside like everybody else. So just saying, right, bite the bullet, do it now.
Cora, our producer here, is smiling over here, Megan. So, and we should just do a shout out for Cora, who has been our producer all year and does an amazing job. We do have our technical challenges along the way, but Cora manages to sort them all out, which is...
Yay, Cora.
Yes, well done. So Megan, we both identified ourselves as list people. We make lists of lots of things we want to achieve that are in line with our vision, with our overall goal. We haven't spoken much about organisation, but we do have to have a pen and tick those things off that list, don't we? What's the organised bit of making lists?
I think, as I said before, you can go from just having a simple list to having project software or spreadsheets or all sorts of things. It doesn't have to be difficult. Just a pen and a piece of paper can get you started.
There we go. We're making it sound easy, listeners, this morning. We just want to encourage all of you to not be too hard on yourselves this year. It's been a tough year for all of us. Reflect on the things we have achieved. And for those that we weren't able to get to, well, just make sure they're part of our plans, your plans for 2021. There's no time better than right now to be thinking about just what do I want to achieve in the next 12 months. Megan, is it important that we share those plans with other people?
I think it can certainly help with some accountability by telling somebody else that you're aiming to do something. They can remind you of that fact if you start to stray off the course, or you can use them as a bit of a coach or a mentor or somebody you can catch up with a coffee for every so often to just report in as to how things are tracking and help keep you on track.
Terrific. Megan, you've kept me on track and Cora on track, and listeners, you've been a wonderful resource to so many groups this year. Thank you for your contributions over the year, and we look forward, Megan, to twisting your arm and having you back on the program again next year in 2021. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful Christmas, Megan. And
thank you for having me. Thank you. You too. I'd love to come back next year and talk to you again.
Terrific. And on that note, listeners, we're going to wind up with Stevie Wonder, Superstition, and we'll be back same time next week.